I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
This columnist blighter, Lionel Boyd, has something on Judith Cameron. I've raided his flat only to discover that Judith and he are in the middle of a wrangle. She loses her temper and, strangely, scores a hit with a little statuette of Venus. Friend Boyd goes out to it. I learn that he has papers and photos that might damage Judith Cameron if publicized. Then I send her about her business. In the meantime, Inspector Ford has discovered my means of getaway, piano wire. Summing it all up next day, I scent danger. Judith Cameron has left a powder compact behind.
Dangerous, Roly?
Very. Did you notice that the press referred to a compact?
Well,
the press and the police aren't fools. That compact has initials or a name on it.
J.C. Judith Cameron.
Very possibly. Oh, the stupid idiot. You know something, Barbara? That woman is in a state to kill our columnist with very little more provocation. The whole situation is dynamite.
Oh, we must certainly stop that. What of Ben Ford, the inspector?
Well, he's discovered our piano wire descent, which is a pity. However, there's more where that came from.
But this Judith Cameron, what happens there?
Now, that's what worries me. Boyd has a hold on her. She mixes around a bit and supplies him with dirt from among her acquaintances for his column.
Oh, horrible.
True. But he's holding papers and things over her head, so until she gets them back, she has to go on obeying him.
Only till when you dropped in on them.
That's so. She knocked him out with a little bronze statuette when I arrived.
He wasn't killed?
Far from it. Well, let's go back a bit. He holds certain papers that threaten Judith. She searches the flat, finds nothing. The row occurs. I bob up through the window, join in the innocent fun, and Judith goes home.
And so?
No results. Friend Lionel Boyd then meets the Grey Goose. Consequent hullabaloo, and you and I get off a roof in red-hot time.
And so you've got no nearer to reading a lesson to Lionel Boyd, society columnist.
But I have. Now listen, my angel. I'm paying a visit this evening to Judith Cameron. I'm going to get her real story somehow. Then I can act. Lionel Boyd has something over her, and I'm going to find out what it is. Tonight, I call on her. After that, I can take steps. Barbara, there's a tragedy scheduled to happen. I've got to stop that.
Who's that?
You've had one of my cards. Well, here's another. I'm pushing it through the keyhole.
A feather?
A grey goose feather. Remember, I proved I was a friend.
You can do nothing.
On the contrary, I can do much. Kindly open your door. I come as a friend, Miss Cameron. May I switch off this light? Thank you.
I can't think what I can do for you. Man all in black and masked. How can I trust you?
Didn't I establish my friendship last night at Lionel Boyd's flat?
You prevented me killing that monster.
And thus saved you from disaster, Miss Cameron.
I can't see how otherwise you can help me.
Then let me have the opportunity of showing you. Listen, I'm a real enemy of Boyd. I'm on your side. Because of that, now be persuaded. What were you looking for when you turned his flat inside out? Why did you attempt to murder him with that little statuette?
Oh, I wish I'd succeeded.
Oh, nonsense. Come, I can arrange things to help you. Why not tell me?
Very well, then. You know so much. Here's the rest. I'm his society spy.
Yes, I guess that.
Oh, don't scoff too much till you hear the rest. I nose around my own friends. I get confidences. A bit here and a bit there. Scandal. Muck. Dirt. I give it to him. Fine specimen, aren't I?
Now, don't distress yourself.
No?
This has been forced on you. It goes against the grain.
My heavens, it does.
In that case, there's no need to continue.
But I must. I must.
Rubbish. You imagine you're under his
thumb. I am.
Well, why?
How can I put it? Listen, my friend. I have the chance of happiness.
I knew it. A nice man, I'll guarantee you.
Yes. A nice man.
Take him, Judith, and hang the consequences.
Oh, if only I could.
Well, why not?
Well, Boyd has...
The evidence that you are not all you seem to this nice man?
Oh, you're terrible. I'm frightened of you. Yes, Boyd and I were once...
Lovers?
Yes. Intimate, impassioned lovers, if you like. I wrote him stupid letters.
Every girl does that at times.
There were photographs.
Uh-oh.
Can you imagine a man being so low as to arrange cameras in such a...
Go on.
Automatic cameras were placed where I was shown in the arms of a man, but...
But?
But only the back of the man, Boyd, was photographed.
Well, I'll be damned.
Damned. Yes. That's how I felt when I saw them.
And he holds these letters and photographs over your head.
I can't go to this... to my friend.
Because you are too useful to friend Boyd as a scandal scout. And if you stop scouting, he sends photos, correspondence, etc. to the nice man. He also augments his column with a nice piece of scandal read Judith Cameron.
Yes. What am I to do? What? I tried hard to find those photographs and letters last night.
And made a complete mess of it until I arrived.
Listen, I'm desperate.
I can sympathize, but don't be a fool. I'm taking a hand, and if you don't get stupid and reckless, we may find a way out.
I'll kill him before I let him destroy my chance of happiness.
Rubbish. You've been reading too many American thrillers.
I mean it.
All right. But don't trust your aim again by chucking little ornaments at him. Leave it to me.
Why should I? You're a crook.
I beg your pardon.
The whole of London is waiting to lay hands on the Grey Goose.
Strange, isn't it? And I've never done anybody a crooked turn in my life.
Nobody believes that. Look, for some reason or other, I've told you my troubles. You can't help. Now, please leave things as they are. I'll look after them myself.
Don't be an idiot.
I am not an idiot. Please, please go. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. Nothing. Go.
Very well. Good night. All the same, I think you may still need my help. And will you take one last word of advice?
No.
Good night, then. Oh, the fool. She's going to do something desperate, that's obvious. Now, quiet, Barbara. This time we go in by Mr. Boyd's front door, but not yet.
Think she'll come?
Yes, I'm dead certain. She'll do some more searching and, as before, fail to find what she's after. She's a very desperate woman.
Now you propose to interfere.
Of course I do. She's on murder bent or I'm a Dutchman. I've got to prevent that. Now, please remain in the corridor, keep in the shadows. I'm going to call on friend Boyd the Nasty.
And what do I have to do?
As soon as the lift commences to rise, you knock on Boyd's door, a sort of urgent knock.
But supposing she's not in the lift?
My dear oaf, you don't knock on any door. Got it?
Oh, sorry.
All right. Now I go to upset the equanimity of a columnist.
Who is it?
The Grey Goose.
Oh, is that so? Be with you in a minute.
Put that phone down, you fool!
How did you get in?
You think I'd give you time to hold me at the door while you phone the yarn?
You...
Don't stutter. To ease your mind, my friend, I had that door locked opened half an hour ago.
Oh, just a burglary.
As you wish. But in my opinion, a burglar is a notch or two higher than a blackmailing parasite like you.
I'll get onto your tail yet, my friend.
For heaven's sake, don't call me friend. Now, shut up. I've come this time to give you warning.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you fool. There's someone on your track that contemplates murder.
What?
Murder, I said, and I mean murder. Look, man, you're driving a certain party too far. You'll be lucky if you don't stop a bullet, and that very soon.
You mean...
You know who I mean. Now, don't say I haven't warned you.
Let me ring the police.
Rubbish. I don't want the person tried for murder. Mind you, I think it's better than you deserve, so here's the idea.
Yes, anything. I'm an important man. Nobody must shoot me.
My hat, stop your gibbering or I'll kill you myself and appeal to the RSPCA. Say I had to put a wretched animal out of pain.
It's all right for you. No one is threatening you.
Shut up and give me your keys.
What?
Give me your keys, I said.
But...
You have a wall safe or some hideaway here where you keep your pathetic skeletons. Hand over or I'll not protect you any longer.
The wall safe's behind the fridge in the kitchen.
Thank you, liar. Where is it? Where is it?
It's not a wall safe. It's...
Come on, out with it.
It's a floor safe under this rug. Just stoop down, roll the rug back. There's a keyhole in the floorboard.
Good.
Soap! And then you...
So you tried to jump me, you idiot. Now, where do you keep your dirty skeletons? Answer, worm.
It's under the rug, in the floor.
Thanks. And don't try jumping on my back again. Now we'll have a look at the miser's hoard, shall we? My, Aladdin's cave. A brooch, a ring, two, four. Jiminy, umpteen rings, brooches. Come here, magpie. Show me a certain set of photographs and letters.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on. Where in this rat hole are they?
Oh. Here, as a matter of fact. You can have these willingly, I...
You having no further use for them, I fear? I hope?
What's that?
What did I say? You having no further use for them?
Someone banged on the door.
Yes, I remember hearing it a moment ago. Tell them to come in.
Do you know who who it might be?
Not for certain. Of course, it might be the milkman. But I rather think it's a certain lady with a gun.
So the adventure develops. Is Fletcher going to allow a lady with a gun to take over? Listen to the climax of this adventure of The Grey Goose.